You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is, the 21st day of May 2013, actually the 20th day of May 2013. On the phone line with us for a Monday afternoon is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, well, tell me about all the rainfall that's coming, how much it might slow things down, and what expectations this afternoon are for corn and soybean planting progress across the nation.
Well, actually, for the most part, this rain event's been anticipated or wanted here for about the last 4 days. And thus far, the majority of the areas kind of missed out here in the Central Belt. Producers have made some tremendous headway. Ideas are we can receive anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches, but a lot of pop-up activities taking place here, a little bit more organized as we go in tomorrow, isolated, inch-plus amounts. But for those guys in the south, they caught some rain late last week there and have been battling, a little too moisture on south of us a little bit. And also that's true for the north, too. We've kind of central here been kind of fortunate to miss most of the moisture. Guys are fairly well caught up on corn, 100% done in some areas on corn, up to 50% done in beans. This afternoon's playing progress. It's a tough one because the trade pretty well recognizes that some of these numbers could be delayed, but ideas are we could be as much as 70% complete on the corn number. But actually, this afternoon's report ranges more in this 55 to 62% complete area as a nation. I would imagine we probably saw or will see a record progress report in 1 week from 1 week to the next. Producers pretty well pushed it real hard here with rain in the forecast and a little window of opportunity, wanting to do the best they can to get a majority of the corn in prior to moving into this weekend through here. Overall, beans maybe 25 to 30% complete as a nation. But we'll see what those numbers are. It's kind of more of a conversational piece than anything at this point in time. Trade's kind of viewing that we'll get, over 90% of the corn crop in by the end of the month and believe that we're on target to achieve 158 bushels to the acre on corn and 44.5 bushels to the acre on beans at this point in time until the weather pattern changes.
Well, that seems like it would be a pretty good-sized number. I take it the trade's not particularly concerned about the half of the crop or 40% or 30% of the crop that will go in, at least for corn, after the 20th day of May.
Well, yeah, if it drags on into June, they'll become a little bit more excited about it. The main thing is the rest, the weather as we go on through the rest of the growing season. Things are going to have to be perfect to keep that yield up there, of course. The 90-day outlook, a little warmer and a little drier than average. So that's going to create some weather market opportunities as we go into the growing season here. Got to remember, we're coming off a tight old crop supply, and that's been reflective in the spreads. And the trade's going to be real anxious to gather inventory here as soon as they can here this fall.
Yeah, speaking of which, you and I both know there are producers that will have hung on for quite some time at this point to their old crop corn. How do they deal with it if we're looking at a 13 million bushel new crop harvest this fall? What do you do with your old crop? How do you dollar cost average it out over time, or what happens?
Well, you hold on till the very last second here before the basis collapses, and
you've got that number, do you?
Well, for 1999,
there you go. Yeah,
we'll give you the exact date the high is going to be.
Is it five easy payments of 1999?
Well, it depends on how much old crop inventory you have. But that's a good question, and that's what's going to be the challenge here, the excitement, if a guy hanging on for the old, try and get the best he can. It's going to be in the cash market, of course, and it's going to be in the feed sector. And the other part of the demand is going to take some downtime They're going to try to be patient, wait for new crop supplies to come in. Or and what I mean by feed sector, I'm talking here in the Midwest. Of course, the Southeast is going to import, some grain to get them by.
Right.
But the thing is to be flexible and search for those bids out there, because they're going to be there. And our best guess is you get in the first part of July. That's going to be the time window to look for on the best bid you're going to receive.
In his weekly outlook today, Darrell Good pointed out that for corn and soybeans, new crop at least, the transition back to lower prices has been completed, in his opinion, although we're still above $5, I guess, for corn. I suppose that's kind of a range down on the bottom side of this. Are you with him if we raise 158 bushel acre national yield that this 520 can do December corn?
Well, it's going to hold here for a while. On the board, you're talking $4 cash corn in some areas. I would think 4.5 would kind of be the lower end. The thing is, when you look at the big picture in here, the trade's viewing that we're going to have plenty of global supplies. All your global or world carry-out estimates on corn, beans, and wheat are all going to increase significantly here, as long as weather cooperates. But, I would think that the downside risk is probably 4.5 on corn. Then we'll have to see how the rest of these countries go as we move more into this fall and winter time frame.
Any news for the livestock producer today?
Well, a little encouragement, as far as fat prices go. We're seeing record high prices, basically once we get it out of the feedlot into the processor hands. So it appears they're willing to share a little bit of that margin. Packers are got a lot of cushion to work with. We're seeing the futures market try to grind out some type of low here, and we look for the narrowing of the spread between the futures and the cash. The cash is quite a bit of premium to where the futures is, so we feel the beef prices on the board have some upside room in here. Demand's the key in here, and we feel demand's going to pick up here as we go more into the cookout seasons there, Todd.
What'd you make of the cattle on feed numbers that came out on Friday afternoon? I am thinking back. I think it showed, 115% on feed as of April 1?
Well, it's getting like some of these other reports, basically, where the numbers are shuffled around. All of a sudden you had a lot of cattle going to the feedlot. But where'd they come from? Well, ideas were they were on pasture. Well, we've got real extreme dry conditions out west, so how can they be on pasture? Those are the numbers we have to work with. And overall, we're going to be still tight. The key, probably more than anything, is this demand and also export demand.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Todd. Thanks.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.